Greetings, and welcome to the Taking the High Ground podcast with your gratitude guru, Lauren Kell, where we plumb the depths of how gratitude is our soul's purpose and that everything is connected. This podcast explores the life lessons that we can learn from our everyday life experiences, challenges, or even the objects we surround ourselves with. Together, let's climb to new heights using gratitude as our guide while personally stretching ourselves to conquer the mountains that stand before us. Grab your imagination, maybe a cup of coffee, and let's take the high ground. Good morning. It's a new day. It's a really good new morning. Today, I'm grateful for mirrors. When we look in the mirror, we see a reflection, right? That mirror is designed to cast the image of what is before it back. But in a room with no light, is there still a reflection? I would say no. No light, no reflection. But wait, what if there was plenty of light, but your eyes were closed? Is there still a reflection? What is seen in the mirror is our brain's interpretation internally of all the data it's receiving from our eyes being processed externally. I think, generally, we like to believe that we see things the way they actually are. That's what a mirror is supposed to do, right? To show us what actually is. You know, right before you leave the house to go to work, you step in front of the mirror only to discover that you have a stain on your shirt? Yeah, that's what it's for. But what if the mirror is shaped funny? Think carnival mirrors. Carnival mirrors are designed to distort the light that's reflected in order to distort the image. Well, then what? Can those images be trusted to give a sound advice for weight gain or weight loss? I would hope your answer was a resounding no. The world around us, people, things, or ideas are all individual mirrors in all sorts of funny shapes reflecting our own ideas of the way we see the world back to us. It's our internal emotional experience governing how we see ourselves. But we forget one big detail. There is light distortion everywhere. The images we're seeing of ourselves and the world around us suffer from distortion. And wouldn't it be silly to use carnival mirrors with distorted light as our standard? So how do we fix light distortion issue to see things as they really are? Well, let's see. What is light? Well, light has a spectrum of vibrations or energies. So do emotions. So let's say distorted light causes a distorted image or reflection. Okay, then distorted emotions cause distorted internal reflections. What would I qualify as undistorted emotions? Well, that of unconditional love, gratitude and compassion, deep appreciation, forgiveness, harmony, and the like. The distorted emotions, or lights in our case, are anger, rage, self-loathing, grief, envy, and others of this nature. So here's the question I reflected, pun intended, on this morning. If it's silly to use the image of carnival mirrors created by the distortion of light to live our day-to-day physical lives, then why do we use the distorted light or emotions to live in and interpret the world around us? Wouldn't that also be silly? Let's start shining the undistorted light of love and compassion, gratitude and harmony on the world, and see what kind of reflection we get. I bet it will be a whole lot more beautiful than you or I ever imagined. Today, I'm grateful for mirrors and reflections. Mad love.